This is the High School Football Roundup Podcast, episode number 7 for Thursday, September 17th, 2015. This is the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson, and we got several games, multiple games, and on tap, a lot of big games on tap as we approach the fifth week of the high school football season. Starting down in Bainbridge, and you got the Bainbridge Bearcats hosting the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets in a Region 1-4A crossover game. So the Bearcats are 3-0 and ranked as high as 7th in the select polls around the state. Even as high as number 7 in one poll, or as low as number 10 and others, depending on which one you the people rely on. So it should be a big game there. And as for Thomas County Central and the Yellow Jackets, have won back-to-back games since losing their opener to Valdosta on September 4th, and they defeated Riverdale 42-19 on September 4th. And in the last game, last Friday, September 11th, Yellow Jackets were on the road and defeated America Sumter 47-29. And this will be their second straight road game. And also, you got the Macon County and Fitzgerald. And that should be a good game. So that's the Fitzgerald coming in at 3-0 and having defeated the likes of Worth County 48-27, Hur County 29-7, and Irwin County 35-14. And seeing them face a Macon County team out of Montezuma, Georgia, the Bulldogs are 2-1 with wins over America Sumter 48-33 and Veterans 52-20. And however, they did lose a heartbreaker to Perry, 34-33 last week. Battle next door neighbors. And Houston County shares a border with Macon County and the stream southern border, anywhere where Perry's located. Also, you got undefeated Newton out of the metro Atlanta area. And the exurbs heading south. Valdosta, just outside of Valdosta, the face of 3-1 Lions Vikings. And the Vikings have been on a roll, winners of 3 straight since losing their opener to Roswell. And also Clinch County, that 3-0 taking on Irwin with 1 win, 1 loss, 1 tie. And they tied the Class AA Early County 7-7 to begin the season and beat Berrien, another Class AA team, 32-14. However, and Irwin did lose their first game of the season, 35-14 to our arch rival Fitzgerald on September 4th, and Irwin had a bye last week, and quickly some other games of interest. And we start with the Westover Patriots traveling down to Cairo to face the Serve Makers in the battle of 1-2 teams, and both teams have had one game canceled because of bad weather. Also, America Sumter traveling to Humil Stadium in Albany to face Albany High. And America's is 1-3, Albany High 1-3. And the Monroe Tornadoes at 2-1 coming off their first loss. Doesn't get any easier to face as they travel to Liberty County on the Georgia coast. And the Daugherty Trojans had a bye last week after starting 2-0. And they'll travel to Cordele to face the Crisp County Cougars. Also, the Lee County Trojans playing host to the 1-2 Terrell County Green Waves. And the Trojans will try to go to 4-0. And the defending Class 6A state champions, the Colquitt County Packers, face the Pelham Hornets at home. And Colquitt County won easily over Pelham in last year's meeting And who knows if this year's meeting will be any different. And that's the High School Football Roundup Podcast for this week. And the High School Football Roundup Podcast can be found online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.